From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Things are somewhat getting back to normal here in Washington after hundreds of thousands of people converged on the city Saturday for a protest march to show opposition to President Trump and his policies. They were joined by anti-Trump demonstrators all over the world. Actress and activist Scarlett Johansson had a message for Mr. Trump.
Support the men and women here today that are anxiously awaiting to see how your next moves may drastically affect their lives. Support my daughter, who may actually, as a result of the appointments you have made, grow up in a country that is moving backwards, not forwards, and who may potentially not have the right to make choices for her body and her future that your daughter Ivanka has been privileged to have.
President Trump left the White House before protesters arrived for a previously planned visit to the CIA headquarters in neighboring Virginia, where he voiced his support for their work, following his previous criticism of the intelligence community.
I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There is nobody.
Mr. Trump's CIA visit came as lawmakers consider his nominee to head the CIA, Congressman Mike Pompeo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he will speak with President Trump later today by telephone on several issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Trump pledged strong support for Israel during his campaign and said he would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital despite the city's contested status. The planned talk comes on the same day Israel approved several hundred housing units in East Jerusalem settlements. Previous U.S. administrations have been critical of the settlement activity. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.